Well, let's head to the Gold Coast. A brand new coach up there in Stuart Dew, and a man that is working very hard in the pre-season. Broke his leg in round 13 last year and has not missed a beat in the pre-season. I talk of Michael Barlow, who's been good enough to join us. Michael, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Matt. Kearns, thanks for having me.
How's the body?
It's a bit tight at the moment. We had a big day today, so I'm on the couch and recover here, but it's going really well. Yeah, I'm stoked with kind of my progress since that round 13 injury you spoke of last year. So, you know, I'm well and truly advanced on where I probably thought I'd be at this stage of the training.
Sorry, Mick.
Since day one of the pre-season, so it's all good.
I read an article today. Stuart Dew was quoted as saying that he wishes pre-season went longer. Now, he's clearly forgotten what it's like to be a player, but how is the new coach?
Yeah, he's terrific. And he wants pre-season to go longer, does he? Well, I think the players and the coaches have a bit of a stare at that, don't they? The PA and the coaches like to have as much access as they can to the players this time of year. But players, I think, we get a good amount of work in. It's only January at the moment. I think we've made some really solid inroads just with Dewey being new to our club. And we're all learning pretty rapidly the way he wants to go about it. It's all going, you know, like probably 7 other clubs at the moment, it's going really well, and we're pretty optimistic and confident. But you know, we're going to have to really use the next 2 months really wisely in preparation for the JLT and then the real season.
What sort of coach is he, Stewie Dew? Obviously, coming off Rodney Eade, I imagine they're two slightly different personalities.
They are, and not to discredit either in the way they go about it, but you know, Stewie's come in. And really, you know, identified, I think, the list demographic he's working with. We're the youngest list in the competition, so he's brought in a really personable approach. He's got to know all the players on a personal level, a professional level, and he's super to get along with. You know, focus across the pre-season has been really strongly on being better defensively and in the contest. It's somewhere we, as a football club for 7 years in our existence, haven't been at all strong. We've been pretty good offensively with the ball in hand and that kind of stuff. But you know, for us to really improve and go the right way up the ladder, got to get better defensively, turn the ball over in better areas, and you know, be a bit more harder and ruthless.
Tell us about your 12 months, Michael. When you broke your leg again, did anything go through your mind that this could be it, or did you stay optimistic pretty much the whole way through?
Yeah, certainly. No, I mean, when I probably didn't say it publicly when it first happened midway through the season last year, but when it did happen, the recollections of my first broken leg, that was really a 2-year recovery. I got back playing within a year, but was no good for a year pretty much, and soreness, agony getting out of bed and in the night with that one. So, those memories did come flooding back, to be honest, and touch wood, and I'm really thankful that this time around it wasn't as severe. But at the same time, you have those reservations about your recovery. But I've, as I said just earlier, haven't missed a beat. Gear was really good, and just absolutely stoked. So, compared to the first one, about probably 15% as severe, although it did kind of look, as nasty.
What would have been obviously devastating as well. It makes it tough to get up the stairs to get to Melbourne's nightclub on Cavill Avenue, Mick. So,
is there stairs there? I've only been on the downstairs.
has the Cavill Avenue nightclub ban been lifted, or is that still enforced for the team?
We're down there most nights. So we like to get to mingle and get around the community. But no, it's been, since I've been here, there hasn't been a ban or a curfew on any sort of night spot. You know, we're I think it was the first couple of years, definitely, when it was in place, the list was pretty much, 18, 17, 19-year-olds. So, we've grown up a bit. We've got some really good leadership around the joint. We really look after each other socially. So, there's no bans per se, but when we're out, we look after each other and make sure we don't get too much trouble.
No better leader than yourself at the footy club at the moment, mate. Now, you've got a bit of an interrupted start to the season with the Commonwealth Games coming up. You'll have to travel a bit more for, obviously, no home games at Metricon. How will the group deal with that? Has that been much of a discussion?
Hasn't been a huge discussion at this point. We've acknowledged it. As you mentioned earlier, we've just got, with Stewie coming in and being new and wrapping his head around the list and our, the list wrapping our head around his game style. We've put hours and hours of work into that. The on-field staff have got the right people behind the scenes organising the logistics of the first half of the year, and when that pops up, all we can concern ourselves is what we do on the field. So I think it's worked out not too badly. I mean, we stay in Perth for a week, play a home game there, and then play the Eagles. And yeah, we won't be, I'll say this now, we won't be using any excuses with the Commonwealth games in the first 10 weeks, but I suppose a little bit of havoc I might have to.
Yeah. If you're zero on 10, course, then you can.
As we all do. but we haven't hugely discussed it at all, to be honest, yeah. Been on field training and getting ourselves right.
So how's it logistically work with the Commonwealth Games in that area? Do you have to actually move out of your home base for a little while?
Yeah, we do. We're for about, 4 to 6 weeks, we're at Bond University. So we'll be on campus there, just like the college kids in American sport. And 4 to 6 weeks, we've got the gym set up, the pool set up there, the footy oval, coaching offices and all that. The coaches have been out and had a look at it, and football staff, and the facilities the Suns have had to put up with for the first 6 years really bought them in. So the move to the Bond, is so far ahead of that, it's not funny. So we'll be out of our new training facility for 4 or 5 weeks, but the facilities we're heading to, are still pretty top end.
Yeah, that's all right then. Perfect, Mick. No excuses at all. Now I've got to ask you about the biggest name at your footy club, who's a free agent coming up, Tom Lynch. How's he looking? Obviously, leading the football club really well at the minute, but he is Victorian and is out of contract coming up. Does he look happy?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's stoked. He's actually picking up in about 30 minutes. We've got a dinner to go to, so you should have rung me in about an hour. I think really grilled him about it and seeing where he's at. But
I will call back.
His missus, his lovely girlfriend's moved up, and he's been here since the start. A lot will be said about his, Tom's contract and whatnot over the year, and so it should be. He's a great player, and the free agency stuff allows, dialogue and commentary about it. But I'm really confident Tom will stay, and I think the club's going to put, a lot of resources and a lot of time and effort into it, obviously being a captain of our club and, one of our real stars. So I'm confident he'll stay. Love him to stay. He's a great man, but at the same time, he'll have to sit down and have some decisions and some discussions. But again, the footy club, the players, the coaching staff will be working really hard to make sure we're showing that improvement that Tom and his manager have kind of talked about. So, which we're really confident we could provide on.
How do you think he'll handle the year? Because we know how big the Dustin Martin story was. Down here, obviously, there's not as much media attention on the Gold Coast, but he's probably the biggest free agent out there. What sort of personality is he, and how do you think he'll handle the pressure, Michael?
Yeah, he's pretty laid back, day to day. So I suppose, when you surround yourselves with these guys, personally, 6-7 days a week, all year round, they're the things we don't really think about. You don't think about Tomlin's being out of contract. We're just trying to get better day to day. So I haven't really probably given it too much thought on how Tom's going to handle it, because probably for the fact that I feel like he'll handle it really well. But, he's a captain of our footy club for a reason. He's A-grade human, obviously an A-grade talent. So I don't see any issues in the way he'll handle it. I think Dustin Martin did come out last year and say there were some really stressful periods of the year, but if Tom's playing as well as Dusty was last year and carrying that stress as well as Dusty was, all those pretty happy.
How are the players feeling about Gary Ablett leaving the football club? Does he go with your blessing? Are their players angry? Did you all want him? Obviously, you did want him to stay, but are the players, are they okay with him leaving? Will it be a bit frosty next time you meet on field?
Gary's made the decision, wanted to go a year earlier, and from our point of view, nice this time of year to have a full complement of players at pre-season training. Sometimes he goes to the Australian Open this time of year. it's just nice having him out the track and putting in the time. So Gary's a great player. We'll miss him on the field. He's done a lot for the club. The club's done a lot for him. So he really did go with the club's blessing. We look forward to playing him and some of these younger blokes I'm running around with at the moment. We'll get super opportunity, due to the departure of Gary.
Well, before you go, Michael, give us one. Give us one of these young guys. I'm sure a few people are putting together their fantasy teams for 2018. Who do you think is going to just shoot out and one to look for?
It's usually probably across the competition this time of year. It's the second or third year players, the guys that have had their 12 months in the system and come back and have had a taste for it and really know where they've got to improve. So been really impressed with Will Brody. He's put on some size and improved his tank, which his running and his engine was the area that improved. If he wants to be a really good inside midfielder for us, so he's been one. There's probably jumping at us at the moment, as well as Ben Ainsworth, who had a really, really strong season first up. And I see him as being, 250 game player for us. So he's wise beyond his years, 19 years old, but carries himself like a 25-year-old, really demanding. So they're the two at this stage, but a lot. There's probably another five or six I could have named pretty quickly.
Well, Michael, well done for getting back, and it's great to hear that your body's in good shape, and we love watching you play, mate, and let's hope you can play plenty of footy in 2018. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.